Kim Simak, the leader of the Northwoods Patriots Tea Party group, defeated Lincoln County Board Chairman Bob Lusso in a district that leans Republican, but nonetheless elected Democrat Holtgren to the state Senate 3 years ago. The Eagle River businesswoman organized the recall drive against Holtgren, and last night Simak said she was confident she would win what could be an expensive general election.
The people want new representation down there. I'm absolutely certain that we will win. I think this race is probably going to cost too much money, and I think that's too bad. But we are going to fight, and we are going to raise money, and we are not going to be daunted by the outside money that's coming in here.
Simak defeated Bob Lusso of Tomahawk by a 59-41% margin. Lusso said he ran a positive campaign based on a need to bridge the partisan divide in Madison, but also pledged to support fellow Republican Simak in the general election.
I don't want to see Jim Holtgren go back in office. I will say that I ran as a Republican, and I'm going to stay as a Republican.
Jim Holtgren's campaign assumed that Kim Simak would prevail in the primary, and the Democrat has already made her the focus of his television commercials. Holtgren said he isn't taking the recall election for granted and predicted it would go down to the wire.
I think I can win. I hope I can, and I believe that I will, but it's a toss-up. Everybody has said so. The numbers show it, and it's going to be a very, very close contest.
If the Democrats pick off three Republican seats in the upcoming recalls, a Jim Holtgren loss to Kim Simak is seen as the governing party's most likely path to holding on to the Senate. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.